Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's going on, Walking Dead fans? Everybody, including us, is trying to get over Rick's death. Michonne is in charge. We found out some more new stuff about our new group, and walkers are talking. Can you say what? Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Walking Dead fans? We've got some amazing lights. We've got an amazing panel. We are here to talk about the latest episode, season 9 of The Walking Dead, episode 6. Who are you now? We've got a lot to talk about tonight,
yes.
But first I want my beautiful ladies,
sweet.
To introduce themselves.
Hey, y'all, I'm April Wissenhant.
Hey guys, I'm Krista Flengy.
And I am Timothy Michael. I enjoyed this episode, you guys. I want to know your overall thoughts.
I did too. I feel like I'm going to be constantly counting, like, first episode without Rick, second episode without Rick, third episode without Rick.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave us a few little nuggets of surprises that I really, really, really loved. And I liked it a lot. I appreciated that it's like Daryl is so depressed because it... Rick leaving needed to have that big of a heaviness, even though it's six years later. So I'm actually super happy with what they did with it, and I liked that.
Yeah. This felt like a season premiere to me. Last episode felt like a season finale.
Mm-hmm.
But it works, and then there's just so many questions we have now that we do have this 6-year time jump, and they're like slowly giving it to us, but there's so many unanswered questions, so I'm like so anxious to learn.
It's funny that you mentioned the 6-year time jump, because we actually have a time frame. It's 6 years. And you also mentioned, I just completely lost my train of thought right
that
now.
It felt like a premiere.
Because it's not even a mid-season finale.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But these last two
premiere.
Episodes have just been like really end and new beginnings for me. So I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So everybody, like I said in the intro, everybody's trying to get over Rick's death. And I agree with you, April. I feel like we're starting to, like, get into that. Okay, first episode without Rick. And then second episode. I agree with you. I want to talk about Carol, Henry, and Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. Their storyline first. Because, like Krista said, it's 6 years later. Henry's grown up.
He's a big boy.
He's grown up. Carol's got a new haircut. Not new haircut.
She's like
new
Legolas.
Hair.
She's queen now. So she had that hair.
Silver fox. Is that what we call her?
Silver fox. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I want to talk about the relationship between the three of them, because Henry's calling them mom and dad.
Yeah.
Was that a little surprising?
I mean, it's been 6 years, and I guess before that they acted like it, so... I don't know.
It's
interesting,
so weird.
But it makes sense that he'd be calling them mom and dad at this point.
It makes sense, but it's weird he was like a kid. It's not like he was like 2-3 years old.
Yeah,
like
he was
Judith,
like a,
it makes more sense
because
she was literally like a toddler who couldn't really speak.
Right.
He was, I don't know how old, like 6, 7, 8 years old. So I'm like, so when did he decide that I'm going to start calling y'all
transition
mom and dad?
Into this? Yeah.
Yeah. How did that happen? It was a little... To me, it was a little weird. But I guess for the purpose
makes
of the
sense,
show,
weird, yeah.
it's like, it shows you how close they are and whatever. And obviously, they're married now.
Do we think because of the 6-year time jump that either the first half of the season or the next half of the season, they're going to do flashbacks on how they got to this point? Or do you think that it's all just to the wayside now, we're starting new?
I hope they do flashbacks.
Yeah.
There's so much that wouldn't make sense without it. And it's just like The Walking Dead has always done for us. You know, they'll give us, like, a whole new group of people, but then they'll still, like, talk about stuff that happened in the past. And we know that the premise of all of the movies with Rick are going to talk about what happens in the 6 years. So I assume that they would do the same thing with the show.
Yeah,
I would, too. Plus, we have so many people being like, you know, things haven't been the same since, you know, whatever happened with... And it's, like, stuff where, like, wait, what happened besides Rick dying?
Yes. Yes.
There's been 6 years. Obviously, that's not the only thing that led you guys to, like, barely have contact with each other.
Yes, and there was a lot of stuff in this episode that was hinted on. There was, like, the Michonne scar, her ex-scar.
Yeah.
There was all the, like, new rules. I want to see how the council's formed, which we'll talk about. But, I hope that they they do flashbacks so that we can see how they got to these points.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to talk about Henry and Carol on the way to the hilltop.
Yeah.
And they run into another, their old friend, if you will. Did we think that we were going to see Jed again?
No.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought maybe if ever in the future, but not so soon. But
right away.
Obviously, we're not going to be seeing them again.
No.
But I thought it was interesting how in the whole interaction, it was like, you know, you saved me, so I'll give you a break. Mm-hmm. You know, keep your buggy, keep this, but give me everything else.
Yeah.
To me, that was almost like, oh, that's a little nice.
So sweet.
Because you do have to think about, like, at this point, we've seen, you know, all throughout the show, you do what you got to do. Now, obviously, they were insane and did some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. But
like
at some
horses?
Point, if you're but if you're starving and if you need food, then it's almost like part of that world having to rob people. But, you know, you don't rob Carol.
Yeah. No.
I want to take a step back really quick because how did we feel about Henry just running after
the woman screaming? He's not stupid, but he's stupid. But he also believes in the good in everyone still, which I don't know why, because he's younger and he hasn't. But he's just like, you're in the apocalypse right now and not everyone is hilltop in the kingdom. And you know what I mean?
Right.
So you can't just go running out there into God knows what.
Right. Which is really weird because Carol's the one that raised you. And if you know anything from Carol, she does not mess around.
Exactly. Apparently she didn't, hammer right into him.
And
yeah.
It's not like he was so young before where he doesn't remember everything that's happened.
Like your brother,
your brother, like people getting literally shot in front of you by another group of people.
You trying to seek revenge? What happened to like all of that?
Right. So why would you think that you could just, and clearly there have been, like we just hinted to you about flashbacks and what happened in the 6 years. There has been things that has happened over the last 6 years that has made this group very cautious. So, or at least it made Alexandria cautious, which I can only imagine would make the hilltop cautious, because they're clearly relaying messages to each other still. Yeah. So why would you think that it's okay to just run off?
It's like he forgot everything that happened to him. And, you know, in the real world, like today, if you hear a woman screaming for help, you know, I would hope that everyone's going to go and run after her. But it's, you know, it's true. Like, maybe he could have gone quietly or
snuck
even
around
ran,
the corner.
But not
called out. You good?
You all right down there? No, I'm going to kill you right now.
Yeah.
So you're right. Everything that being raised by Carol, we would think that, you know, that's almost like tougher than being raised by Rick Grimes. Like, you're going to be straight up, like, you're going to murder someone and they're going to come after you. So it's just a little surprising, I
guess. Yeah, and then he has the audacity later on, after the whole altercation with Jed and the group, to ask Carol why she didn't...
I mean, excuse me, the only reason we were in that situation was because of you. And you almost died because you beat him up over my ring.
Krista, please don't have children. At least not the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
No, not in that.
That's what we need.
That's true. They would not get away with that
shit. Yeah, I just thought it was a little weird that he would try to turn it back on Carol, especially after everything that she's done for him.
Yeah. That's your mom now.
Show some respect. And Ezekiel in the beginning pretty much establishes this whole like respect authority level where he tries to say something smart and Ezekiel's like, no, you show respect. Obviously, because they have this whole, I don't even know what to call it, medieval sense of
king, queen.
I don't know.
Prince.
It's weird.
Yeah, king, queen. It was so weird to me when he called him Queen Carol or whatever he said. But I get it because Ezekiel is the king. But I've liked Ezekiel's character for a while, but I kind of really liked him tonight.
Really?
Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Because it seemed to me like he was the one actually making the smart decisions and being
the
rational, I don't want him to go here because I need to do... You know, I want him to be safe. And I was like, that makes good
sense. Typical parent behavior.
And but Carol, of course, you know, she's always so hard. And she's like, no, but we need to learn how to do this. And he's the best person to learn how to do this. So I kind of liked Ezekiel's stance on everything tonight, surprisingly.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you on some levels. I kind of side with Carol. I don't know if it's because of my bias toward Ezekiel. But, I mean, in this world, you have to kind of fend for yourself. And clearly... Henry has a lot to learn.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like Morgan Jr. with that stick over there.
He looks good with it.
Remember, he and Morgan were like besties before Morgan left. air quotes, left. Yeah. So
were we expecting Carol to go back and find Jed's group after the conversation with Henry? Mm-mm. Right?
I'm so glad she did, though.
Me too.
That was like old Carol, you know? That was like, yes. She didn't lose it. She didn't go soft. She's just doing it in a different way.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that was one of my worries, especially after Rick's death. Because, like I said, the group is trying to cope. And if anything, if Carol maybe got anything from Rick's death, is that when you take risks, you could lose your life. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that would have her like retreat into a shell or withdraw a little bit from her badassness, if you will. But clearly that was not the case. Which I'm happy about. I'm glad they didn't do the whole soft storyline.
I know. That's why when she went back for them, I was like, yes, there she is. She lives.
Part of what I used to, I don't want to say not like about Carol, but not appreciate so much, was that she did, for me anyway, get a little like too hard. Mm. We went through those episodes with Rick too, where it was like, dude, what are you doing? But she, it lasted for her for a really long time.
Yeah.
But tonight, I loved it. Yeah. The whole scene. Yeah. I mean, like, she did it in the most brutal way possible, obviously, minus just letting a walker eat you. But
yeah,
I think I liked it because it was
I was like, which one worse?
No,
fire is worse.
Burned to death. Yeah. I don't know. But I think I appreciated it because she was doing it for her son, quote unquote, son.
And for that bling.
Yeah, remember that. I think Carol could have done without the bling, she could have. I think it was more of like, you're not gonna mess with us,
right? And I love that you brought that up, April, because there were a lot of things in that I don't know, 4-line scene between her and Jed.
Yeah,
before she burned them to death, where she said, you know, there are things that you have of other groups.
Yeah,
and they went out and never came back. So clearly this group was dangerous. Clearly this group was going out and finding these people and taking their stuff and probably killing them. The only reason he didn't kill Carol and Henry is because he wanted to make it square.
Yeah.
Make it even of how she
saved
what she did with him 6 years later or ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad that they threw that in there because clearly this group of people have been dangerous.
They weren't like undeserving. Right. I mean, not of that death, but like, you know, they were doing some stuff that wasn't cool.
And then the next morning, I love the poeticness of Carol not telling Henry, but him seeing the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's Mama like, got the job done. You little teenager running off and...
Yeah, you want to smart mouth me again?
Everything up.
But I love
you want to get some sass?
Right? But I love the fact that it's like she doesn't want to tell him because she doesn't want it to seem like what she did was the right thing.
Yeah.
So she's still protecting him in some way, but clearly you're not trying to hide it. But
yeah, like, he doesn't need to know the details, just that she got it back.
Yes.
I got it done.
Yeah.
She could have just beat him up and got the ring back.
Exactly. They
he
could
will
still
have
be living.
No idea.
He doesn't need to know they burned in a fiery inferno.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then they find Daryl, which brings me back to that next storyline, which is Daryl and how Rick's death has affected him. And he just seems lonely and depressed, as you said, April.
# Rick and Daryl forever. he does. But the moment where Carol sees him in his little smile, literally, I think The Walking Dead tweeted it and I retweeted it. It's like, when Daryl smiles, we all smile.
Yes,
it was just the sweetest thing. And it took me back, like, to the beginning of the two of them being besties. Because she's like, hey, man, you need a ride? And I just thought it was super sweet.
Yeah.
And clearly, he's having a very tough time with it. But I also, like that he's having a tough time with
it. Of course.
I need to know how long has he been out there for the 6 years? Because,
yes.
I mean, he can do it. Like, he can survive. But, of course, he'd be just chilling in a tent in the woods for 6 years trying to get over it.
Killing this buff freaking walker
in the water,
like,
no,
I
less.
Was like, that,
oh, that was
buff.
Ripped. Yes,
you got a fine walker.
He looked like a Viking walker. He's got like the beard and the like the
CrossFit walker.
Yeah.
Daryl straight up just like,
but I'm glad that you brought that up, Krista, about how long has Daryl been out there, because this just brings us back to the flashbacks. Like, I hope they do flashbacks on Daryl to see.
They're gonna have to,
right? Because I want to know where he's living.
Yeah.
I mean, is he
besides
living in
that
a tree
tent?
House?
Yeah.
I mean, besides the tent. I mean, there's
in
so many
house?
Questions. And we didn't get much from Daryl in the first episode. It was literally just him hunting. What I loved is that in the first scene with him, we see this walker merge to a tree. And I just want to talk about that really quick, because it's 6 years later, and clearly life is evolving. Things are happening with these, I don't want to say life forms, but creatures, if you will. And then we see the bird's nest and how these things are creating food sources for things to rebuild. So
love it.
That expression mm-hmm. of life goes on mm-hmm. is so true in this episode.
We saw it a couple. Yeah,
we saw it a couple few times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about that with the just the walker merch of the tree and then the bird nest?
Well, it was odd to me that Daryl didn't kill the walker at first. Mm. But I got the sense of, I could be totally off base here, but I got the sense that he's been like looking for Rick's mm-hmm. walker body this whole time to like destroy yeah. it. Because, you know, they always made the pacts in the beginning, like, don't ever let me be that way, whatever.
And just to know, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. But just kind of seeing him, you know, Daryl has always appreciated nature, yeah. even when he was like hanging ears from his neck. But I don't know, it does symbolize the moving on thing, but clearly they're not moving on. Yes. At least Daryl and Michonne no. at yes. this point anyway. So. No.
Well, I want to talk about Michonne next, because clearly if we thought about anybody, she would be the most affected by Rick's death.
Yeah.
And we definitely see that in the opening monologue. Mm-hmm. It's like she's talking about time and how time is moving on, and she's having the hardest time going along with time to yeah. move on. Yeah. And then she finds the box with the little figurine in it. And that
the Rick figurine?
The little Rick figurine. And it's so symbolic through the episode. What did you guys think of just her opening monologue?
I loved it.
It was mm-hmm. perfect, yes. Yeah. I just, the Rick's figurine. Are you kidding? A little cowboy. I mean, so perfect. It's like
on
someone's yeah.
top, it was on top of someone's birthday cake.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I loved it, though, because, like I said, I appreciate that it's not just like, okay, it's 6 years later, so we're just going to, mm-hmm. you know, you would assume that we're all in a different place at yeah. this point. But it's almost for her, first of all, I loved her this episode. We'll get there, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yes. But to see her, like, you know, she's talking to him, but she's talking to him, you know, at the bridge.
Yes.
And it's kind of gut-wrenching to hear her say, like, I'm still here. I know you're still there. Because we know he's still there.
Yeah.
But she doesn't, obviously. Yeah. So she is, you know, she's got some mental stuff going on.
She's got a lot of things going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then she seems very sane in she other does. Parts.
I think agree. She's just, like, maybe it's part shock still, too. Because I don't know if she fully... I don't think until you give Michonne the body of Rick that she's ever going to fully be like, he gone. There's a
agreed.
Chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I would probably
I'd be the same way, too. I'd be like, show me the evidence.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm glad you both brought that up with you bringing up the body and then you bringing up the bridge, because mm-hmm. I realized, I thought the entire time she was talking to his grave, mm-hmm. but yeah. there is no grave. It's mm-hmm. just the bridge that they never rebuilt, by the way. And that mm-hmm. says a lot in and of itself.
Yeah.
They don't want to rebuild the bridge because that's what Rick did to save the group. And it's kind of symbolic as how if you rebuilt it, it's kind of... I don't know, washing away everything that Rick sacrificed himself for.
Yeah.
I just loved that they didn't rebuild it.
Yeah.
I actually thought that they would.
Because
it was so important to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was the connection to the hilltop. So I was kind of surprised to see mm-hmm. that it wasn't rebuilt. I get why. But I guess, when he blew it up, he didn't just blow up the top. He also blew up the whole
everything.
Freaking, like,
he's like, good luck.
Yeah, but I mean, in 6 years, you could probably yeah. rebuild that,
yeah.
right?
I yeah. assume.
I mean, I don't know how to build a bridge, but.
Yeah, I'm assuming you could do it, yeah.
But so I was surprised that they hadn't. But seeing her in that state, I was like, oh, God, this is about to get, like, not good for her. But mm-hmm. then she clearly has recovered in other ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she is full on... sword mm-hmm. swinging Michonne again.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah. And also, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You guys, we love taking this journey with you. We do the show, obviously, because of you. If you are if you are on Twitter, make sure you're following at AfterBuzz TV. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. And if you're looking at us on the YouTube videos, make sure you give us a thumbs up and leave a comment. We love interacting with you guys through the comments. We always read them. It's really fun to see you guys and what your thoughts are. April is in the chat, and I want to hear some of your thoughts are.
Oh, my gosh. This is not a thought. This is just a fact, and I was going to shout it out at the end, but it's so good. Nelson in chat says, young Henry, older Henry, and Sophia, a.k.a. Carol's daughter from the very beginning, are siblings in real life.
What?
Wait, say it again.
So young Henry,
yes.
Older Henry,
yes.
And Carol's OG daughter, yes. Sophia, are siblings in real life.
Shut up.
Little yeah.
Who said that?
Siblings.
Who shouted that out?
Nelson.
Nelson? That's an amazing fact. I love that.
That is so cool.
That's so weird, though.
And yeah.
This is probably...
They all kind of look alike, so...
They do,
yeah.
Now that it makes sense now. JJ in chat, this is probably going to be one of my favorites, says, Michonne is a real one. Lori would have been on to the next man in like a month. Ain't that the truth?
Damn, JJ.
I mean, Lori moved on within like
that's
a few
true.
Months before. And
that's
Michonne
why I never
is
really
six years later still like grieving for her man, which is why I love Michonne so much.
Yeah. Because
she is a real one.
Commitment.
It was true love.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And is that like sad? Would you want her to move on? No, I don't want her to move on. Maybe eventually, but not
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, but no. 6 years isn't enough. No. You can keep waiting.
Yes. Lori not only moved on... But she also moved on.
She didn't even know he was. Michonne
right.
doesn't either. But honey,
right? But she also moved on during the peak of a zombie
yeah,
apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly.
And
well,
also,
her husband was comatose,
right? And also got pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody else got pregnant too.
I mean, girls
which we will
get it
talk
in.
About in a second.
Girls
but I
want
to. I mean, you know, they don't have TV. They got to do something.
Exactly.
I want to take a step back really quick before we get to Michonne yeah. and the new group and when we left off. Judith and Negan. Was anybody surprised by that?
No.
Really?
He did the same Carl would talk. It just was, like, very Negan.
I meant, like, just that conversation in general.
Oh, not the conversation. The fact that they talk.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Really?
No, because Judith also, as we've noticed, is like, there's good in everyone. Let's, you know, she's this young, fresh, you know, no one's ruined her yet.
Yeah.
But also, and he's just sitting there, and she's like a little girl running around this town, you know. Obviously, they're going to cross paths, and they're going to be, you know. And he also always has a spot. Soft spot for like you know Carl and kids and I just it makes sense
yeah.
He I mean Negan has always if anything been a good talker whether it comes to you know the speeches he makes or like his little moments with Carl and things like that so I'm not surprised and I liked seeing him like he looked legitimately happy.
He looked clean and like a new man.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he was enjoying Rebirth. The conversation with her. And I think that I just wish and this is total sidebar and I'll just make the comment and we can go around. I just wish we would know how he reacted or how they told him Rick died.
Rick,
I
yes.
That's
know.
What I'm missing from the episode.
Yes.
I wanted to know that right away.
But
I don't want to wait forever.
Flashbacks. We need to find
yeah,
out what happened.
I do. I was dying to know how he felt about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it took a while too because Michonne was probably like, don't give him the satisfaction. But I think I could honestly see him being like upset about it.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually,
totally.
For sure. And which is also why I think he... has like taken to Judith a little bit because and she's taken to him because as crazy as it kind of is, Rick and Negan were alike in some ways,
yes,
yeah.
For sure. And I think that we'll see Negan kind of grow to have an appreciation if he doesn't already for Rick.
Yeah.
Also, he's got all the time in the world down there. What else is he?
Right.
Probably enjoys her company.
I just hope that he's not using her. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think. At this point, I don't think so.
Like, I don't put anything past me.
Plus, Judith seems pretty smart. Like, even at the end, she was like, you know, I still know you're a bad guy. Like,
The numbers don't matter.
Yeah.
That comment, I love that comment when she was like, whether you're good or you're bad, the numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty fascinating, too. So she knows.
She's a smart little
cookie. She's smart. She knows what's going on. She knows everything, even though she was pretty much a baby.
And
when
we got, you
stuff.
Know, Michonne's probably been like, listen here, this is who Negan is. So,
Yeah. Especially since he's like just
sitting
you can,
in a cage.
Literally sit on a stairwell and talk to Negan. It's like this weird, like, I don't know. Hi, Negan.
He's like the town, I don't even know.
Jester?
Yeah. I don't know what you'd call it.
But now that you say it, though, when you just said, I wonder if he's using her, we can't
let never
ourselves
know. Yeah.
forget. Who Negan actually
I'm
is.
That's what I'm
right
saying.
Now
we just
not.
See these sweet moments with Judith and, you know, like Judith Homework. Obviously is like the easiest character to love.
Yeah.
And no.
Yeah.
I know it's very possible. I'm just hoping not yet. Like just help her with her airplane math homework and like let it be.
Yeah. That's
that airplane math homework was a you guys.
Where are you guys getting these? Google isn't a thing anymore.
I
like, what
are
you coming
sure
up with these problems?
Like, old like work books and stuff like that she's doing. But I would be like, no, I'm not doing this. What is happening? No.
Why does this matter?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Let's learn how to kill walkers. Let's do something that's gonna like benefit. And that's pretty much what Negan said as well. And he's like, you know, why are you bothering with these?
Are you ever gonna see an airplane again? Little do you.
you know.
I want to go now into the new group, because it's pretty much Judith's responsibility of why they're here now in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about Alexandria really quick, because it's a very Western-y kind of style now. Yeah. It's got a windmill, which I assume is generating wind power.
Yeah.
If they figure that out.
I mean, they still have some of their old houses and things like that, because that's where we see Michonne and crew living. But yeah, I mean, they had to be self-sustainable. Mm-hmm. And we saw this, or we were told this in a few interviews from like Comic-Con and things like that. Andrew Lincoln even said, he said, you'll see a different side of Alexandria soon. Mm-hmm. You'll see the side where, you know, we don't have gas for cars anymore, and we don't have, because I think the saviors were the ones that were making the ethanol.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I guess they didn't share their tips, and now they're no more saviors, so it doesn't really matter. But he said, he's like, we'll see what they do, like horses and buggies and things like that. So natural power.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm like, but what are they powering? Like, do they have electricity?
They did. Alexandria did.
Yeah,
they
did.
But do they?
With the solar panels.
I was trying to think tonight, did she have, she had lights on when...
Yes, she did.
Okay, when, so they're powering whatever.
Yeah.
Stoves and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I liked it. It reminded me almost of, I'm going to forget it, where the governor was. It reminded me of that a little bit.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, but yes, agreed.
I'm glad that they have it back now.
Are we surprised that Michonne doesn't want this new group there? Especially after what Rick died for,
Rick died for, yes. But I feel like also that's so not... I feel like not what Rick was fighting for.
Yeah.
And, you know? So it's like... But she's different now. She lost him. And I guess things change. But yeah, I didn't like that she was so hard... Like, not for it.
I did.
I loved it. I was like, give him a chance.
Well, I was surprised at first that it was so... And I mean, anytime a new group comes in, of course they have to be like hard and take your weapons. You know, people have been doing that to them from the very beginning. But she knew, obviously, the second that... I think she wants to come off, obviously, as intimidating, and she is.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't even have to try. She just is for them.
Especially with the new side haircut.
Yeah, you could just look at her
and be like,
I love
side it. Haircut. But she knew, I think, right off the bat that girl, I'm going to forget her name.
Magna.
Magna had the other knife in her belt. And that she had tricked all, not just a few of her people.
Oh, I didn't know she knew that right off the bat.
I feel like the second she touched her, that's why she was like, you got everything off of her? And he's like, yep, clean as a whistle.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And that's why she was so hard with it. And that's why she, you know, at the council or whatever, obviously was like,
I thought they deserved the council, at least.
Yeah,
and
for
she
sure.
was so gung-ho and being like, no, take him away right away. I'm like, it's dark out, at least give him the night.
Yeah.
But that makes sense when she, that she could have been like, I don't trust
this. Well, I'm glad that you brought up the council, because we find that the council is obviously a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, that's what Michonne
also
was working toward.
Also, the questions
toward.
They asked were Rick questions.
They
I
were
know.
Rick questions. And it's funny that you said that, because when Michonne came in to the new group, to see them the first time when she rode on horseback, I thought when she got off the horse, she was going to ask the three questions that Rick normally asks.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
Right. I thought that's what's going to happen. But no, she was obviously going home and not having them there in the first place.
Yeah.
But then we find this council, and it's comprised of Father Gabe.
Of course.
Aaron, Michonne, and then I think a few other people.
Yeah. The leaders, I guess.
The leaders, of Alexandria. What did you think about the council in general? Do you think it was needed? Do you like who's on it?
I like that they don't just, the idea of it, not just like any, you know, all ideas or all decisions are based on one person. Like before it was just Rick deciding everything. And then you can't just place blame or like whatever on just one person. It's, you know, multiple people voted or it's, you know, it's kind of a democracy that they started, which is, I think, necessary to keep people from getting mad when they don't like a decision that was made because there was multiple people at hand for making it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And what do we think about the new group's story? Were you sympathetic to them?
It's like everyone's story.
Yeah. At this point, you kind of lose like that empathy kind of for them. I mean, you still feel bad, but at this point, it's like everyone has a story. And who do I really care about? I really care about my people.
The peeps that have been there.
When I say my people, I mean like Michonne and, you know, everyone who's been there for so long.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, I was just more like, you're going to try and fool her? Of course she's going to do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I think the council, very necessary, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the natural transition after Rick. Rick was never going to not be in charge and number mm-hmm. one, not even from his own, like, he's not the one who put himself there, everyone else did,
right.
But it's the natural transition with him being gone, but you can still tell that Michonne is the HBS.
Oh, yes.
Like, over everybody.
She's head honcho. She's like, Presidente.
She walks in and everyone's like, well, I did this. So I'm glad that they have this set up, and it's the right people mm-hmm. that are on it. It's the people that have been there yeah. the longest, and that's who should be there.
Agreed. After she calls out Magna for the knife in her belt and for being in prison, there's a very vocal reaction from the
of course.
Townspeople, if yeah. you will.
Like, you need to be there.
Would that have changed your mind? Because up until that point, I was like, okay.
I'm like, let him stay.
Yeah, I was same. Feeling the group. I was like, okay, more people adds more protection. Like, yeah. there's strength yeah. in numbers, all this other
See,
stuff.
See, at that point, I was like, let the rest stay. Kick her out.
It definitely officially changed my mind. Because I'm just like, y'all, at first I was like, oh, they seem harmless. You know, they're answering the right stuff. They want to stay. But no, the second you find that yeah. one of them is keeping something from you, and it seemed like none of them knew, but you know, you kind of, everyone's yeah. grouped together.
Yeah. And also, there's definitely more to their story. There's no way the six of however many it was have just survived lurking around by yourselves. You know, there's been yeah. stuff going on, like yeah. whether it's the old communities you were at and whatnot, which they mentioned two of them.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's like, so what happened there? Like, those should have been questions.
Like, why are yeah. you not there anymore?
How long ago was this? Yeah.
Well, I love how badass Michonne was by saying, like, she calls her out, and then she, like, goes to leave, and then she's like, whatever you guys decide, I second that motion. And because yeah. she obviously knew that they were going to vote to make them leave
yeah.
after she just blew up the whole spot and the townspeople. Ooh. and then what I'm attracted to Magna's character because she's just, I just want to know more about her. I mean, the whole group, actually, in general. I'm mm-hmm.
The
Luke,
teacher,
Connie,
I'm like, yes.
The deaf, the deaf woman, yeah. I think her yes. name is Connie, and then
and
there's
the
Kelly.
The student, I love that
yes.
pairing. I need to know more about that.
I'm yeah. very interested in this new group, especially Magna, but just in general, the whole group is fascinating to me.
Yes.
So
yeah.
when they were like, oh, we're going to vote to make them leave, I was like, oh,
types.
That kind of sucks because
well,
I want to know more about them.
We knew they'd make them stay, though.
Yeah, yeah, but at the same time, I don't know. You never know with The Walking Dead, you guys.
I know,
thought one
true.
Of them was going to die at the end of the episode. There was going to be a heart attack. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know anymore.
That's true.
So, yeah.
When she showed up on Michonne's door, even though she showed up clearly for, like, not great reasons originally, but then she sees her, that's when I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that kid had a really big effect on her, though. Like, what are we missing?
Yes. Yeah, and before we even get to that, I like the interaction that new group had with themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we kind of see the dynamics between them and how, obviously, they clearly have their own democracy, if you will. They all mm-hmm. vote to see who speaks.
Mm-hmm.
I got the idea with the necklace. I guess whoever holds the necklace makes the decisions for that
yeah,
time frame.
Yeah, seems like it.
There was,
or has,
I thought
like, the ultimate say, kind
yeah.
of? Yeah. The last word.
Yeah. And because she hid something from them and got called out, then they took the necklace away from her.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
It was interesting, yeah.
And the disagreement between, hey, let's try to fight to stay, or hey, let's try to convince Michonne that we should stay.
Right.
And then them saying, like, if we go out there, we're going to die. So clearly there's still a threat out there just because it's 6 years later and then mm-hmm. walkers are merged to trees and there's signs yeah. of life.
Yeah.
It's still dangerous out there. But I think the danger comes more from other people
it
and
does,
other groups.
Yeah.
yeah. Without a doubt. And I like, though, I think the reason why we'll all like their group mm-hmm. a lot is because in certain ways they remind me, anyway, of the beginning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of them starting off and it's like, we're together no matter what, you know, even though they kind of stood up for one another in front of any, you know, enemy or whatever when they got behind closed doors. It's mm-hmm. like, what the are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it kind of reminds me of them and that they're starting off from where we started off at the beginning. But there's always more to the story.
Always.
Yeah.
And then this conversation, like you had brought up, April, with Magna going to Michonne's door, mm-hmm. obviously for not the right reasons, but then she changes her mind when she sees Judith and how they're very close, mm-hmm. if you will.
No, that wasn't Judith.
Oh, that was, oh, yes, the other, yes, mm-hmm. that's what we'll talk about. Yes, thank you for catching me on that. And then they have this conversation where she says, you know, they've both done things or else they wouldn't be there. And Michonne says, you know, sometimes it's just harder to live with.
Yeah.
And then Magna sits there and goes, you know, it's better than losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, no, I'm going to change my mind. I think the conversation that happens with Judith is what ultimately changes her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so,
I agree.
Too. Because Judith is very... Judith can speak. She is her not real daddy's daughter.
No.
Ooh.
Like, she...
No.
I actually forgot that she's, like, not Rick's daughter because she sounds so much like him.
I mean,
you know
we're
what I mean?
Still
we don't know for sure. Like... Yeah. We're
By
pretty
way,
sure, but...
Everyone always kills us in the comments. They're like, no, Rick confirmed it 2 seasons ago. And I'm like, no, he doesn't know.
Yeah,
yeah sure, he thinks she is, obviously. And, of course, last episode, they fully alluded to that. But technically, we don't know for
yeah.
sure.
Technically, there's
I
no
mean,
paternity
she looks
test.
A lot like yeah. Carl. So.
She does, oh, sorry. She does look like Carl. But she is... She's Rick. All over.
Yeah, yeah. No matter what, we can tell who she was raised by for those first couple years.
Yeah. She has a way of speaking, and I think, you know, you see Michonne, I liked that we saw all these different aspects of mm-hmm. her personality tonight. The one where she was just hard and, like, take no prisoners, and then you see her face kind of immediately, like, melt a little mm-hmm. bit when it comes to Judith.
Yes.
And so, and funny because I didn't like Henry calling Ezekiel and Carol mom, but when Judith called Michonne mom, I was like, aww.
Which that's warranted. She raised her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just talking about that parent and child relationship, we saw Grace too with Aaron and she calls him dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a lot of these kids have grown up. And it's essentially like they're adopted. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. They were
Which
all
you
adopted.
Have to. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody has their own kid.
No.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Except for Maggie, but.
And Michonne.
Yeah, Michonne.
Oh, and Michonne, which brings me to my next point. This baby.
Oh,
we called it.
What?
I'm so happy.
So she was pregnant.
She was.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, duh. But it's like a little balloon baby. Like, I'm all about it.
I know.
I was like, oh my
so
God.
So cute.
I'm so happy. You know, whenever we guessed it, when Rick, they had that scene where Rick was like, you know, maybe we should try or whatever mm-hmm. he said.
Really
I was kind of like on the fence a little bit. But seeing him tonight, by the way, his name is RJ.
Love that
RJ.
It was a boy.
Rick Jr. Yeah.
I thought it was, okay, Rick Jr.
I read an article
yeah,
that confirmed
that's what
okay.
I, yeah.
I thought it was Rick Judith.
Oh.
I thought it was like just two. I don't know. I thought it was Rick and Judith. Yeah. I don't know.
Same difference,
yeah.
basically.
No, I like it.
But I really liked it because it was just like, it's a good way to keep him there to memorial. Because I'm like, dang, Carl's gone. Judith isn't really his. Like, he's just gone. But now we have this tie to him. And I'm officially happy that they
yes.
did that. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know how I'd feel about it at first.
I think the only thing that I was missing in that was maybe a scene between Judith and her brother.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. And it makes me sad that Rick obviously wasn't there. And he has no idea that he has a baby. Because
yes.
his son died. But like, oh my God, you have another son.
Oh my
gosh. He doesn't even know.
It's so poetic.
I know.
It's beautiful.
It is.
I love that we didn't see Michonne pregnant. Because like we talked about it, I was like, we can't really see Michonne pregnant.
See her.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like I don't like being pregnant in this time. It just would make you weak. And obviously not for Michonne because Michonne can handle anything.
Exactly.
But I love that we didn't have to see all of that. Now we're just jumping to the front. Obviously, we'll probably do flashbacks of her pregnant. Maybe we'll see. I know I keep bringing up flashbacks, but I want to know.
I know. I need to see
them.
I know. Same.
Are we happy that Michonne changed her mind about the group?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Me too. Are we upset that they're going to the Hilltop though and not staying at Alexandria?
I think...
I want to see the Hilltop, so no.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
I'm just like, how are we... I guess they're sending them to Hilltop because of, you know, some other news that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So they need something else happening there.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to see them with Judith and with Michonne.
Mm.
I mean, I'm guessing... they have kind of kept everything pretty separate for a long time now, though. So I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also like you don't want these people, so you're just gonna dump them on Hilltop.
Yeah.
Like
I know
the leader, and I'm like, but the leader's not there, so I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm interested to see what's going on at the Hilltop. Probably mm-hmm. next episode we'll get into that.
Yeah,
Eugene and Rosita. I want to get to this storyline very quickly. Ew, Rosita and Father Gabe are a thing.
What?
I know.
How does Gabe keep getting these? I like
strong women.
What?
No.
It's insane.
No.
I know. I'm all about
it. I mean, there aren't very many people left. So.
Yeah, but there's other guys.
Yes.
I was, when they kissed, I literally was like,
I looked away. I just like one of those when you're watching a scene with your parents. And I was like, oh, no.
Just traumatized.
Yeah. I was scarred.
I was not
scarred.
Here for that.
Yeah. I want to know what everybody in the chat thinks of this relationship because I think this is the worst relationship.
I need to know
and
how
I'm
it happened.
To think,
too.
I'm like, I mean, and obviously Eugene feels the same way because he's like, all the horse and buggy is like, well, there are other people out there. Like, yeah. Why? Yeah, right, me. Yeah, obviously. But I would rather be with Eugene than I would with Father Gabe.
By the way, Eugene has slimmed down. So he's there you go.
Eugene has not only slimmed down, but he also has gotten tougher.
He kills things now.
He like kind of kicked butt tonight with those walkers. Someone in chat last week said something about Rosita and Gabriel, and I was like, nah. And clearly
they were right.
I was not expecting it. Yeah.
I wasn't even. It was like pretty darn shocking. I'll say that. Yeah. But I liked Eugene, and I really liked the moment where I thought he was about to spill the beans of, hey, guess what? I'm probably the reason why Rick, quote unquote, died. But I like that he's tough now, because for the longest time, like, dear God, it was, I can't kill anything, I can't do this.
Yeah, he would annoy me.
Yeah, and now he's finally doing that, at least.
I guess the only good thing about Father Gabe in this episode is that he wants to establish this radio contact. He wants to boost the signal for the radio, and this is why Eugene and Rosita are out in the forest in the first place. Do we think that that's a good idea, boosting this radio signal to reach other people? Because Chris and I, we do the Fear of the Walking Dead after show. Mm-hmm. And if you watch Fear of the Walking Dead, we've learned that having radio signals and walkies that can reach far places and other people that you don't know isn't always a good thing.
That's so true. And think about how a lot of the Savior's outposts were found because of the radio signals and things like that. Obviously, more went into it than that.
It's a fine line.
Yeah.
It's like you want to know what's out there, but like you also don't want what's out there to know you're out there.
Yeah.
So you have to.
They can't just like old school it like they used to, where it was like Aaron and Daryl going out just searching for people. I mean, I guess they could, but obviously at this point that takes a lot more resources and they don't just have gas and whatever. But I don't know. I'm kind of like a half and half. It's like you got enough people.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be The Walking Dead without walkers. And obviously we saw Eugene and Rosita were attacked by these walkers.
Yeah.
But are they walkers? Because they're talking. What is that?
No, whispers. Those are the whispers. Yeah.
Yes.
But this is where, okay, so we
if you guys don't read the comments or you're not following online stuff, you obviously don't
the
know.
The comics have these and they're huge.
I am slightly confused by the whispers. So I know that the whispers are people who obviously, and they're introducing them to us slowly, they are fully alive, but they live as
they
walkers.
Camouflage as it to not only protect themselves, but to go up on people unexpectedly, like other groups.
And they only ever, of course, speak in whispers. But like the ones that were following them or chasing them or whatever, those were very convincing walkers.
Agreed.
They're great. And there's many, lots of them. Like, how many are there?
Well, here's my thing, Krista.
Are part of them only the walkers?
I think there's only a few of them mixed in with the actual
walkers. That's what
walkers.
I thought, because I'm like, there's no way that entire herd is. No. Yeah.
Right. I think they use the herd as a
weapon.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah.
And
which we've seen
get up
before.
On these groups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we've seen before, yes,
which
but this is different.
This is totally different. But in my point is, as soon as I'd hear them talking, which we see that they see that today or hear them, I'd be like, okay, some of those are not walkers.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd think they were like evolving.
Same, which is weird to me that they're going there with it. Like
only because we've seen it too. We've seen them like do it to blend in and get out of situations in fear. And it's just, I guess, I don't know. I guess that wouldn't be my first reaction to be like, they're evolving.
Yeah.
They're coming for us and they can communicate now.
I would think that there were people dressed up as walkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so we'll have to see how they react.
We'll have to see. We'll see what happens with those guys. That is our recap of season 9, episode 6. Who are you now? We want to get into some news and gossip really quickly.
Yes.
Because I know that April has got some news and gossip to share.
Sure do. This isn't necessarily news or gossip, but I just thought it was a fun snap.
Yeah.
Steve Yeun put the snap on Instagram of Andrew Lincoln and Scott Wilson, and he captioned it with two goats, you know, greatest of all time. And I just thought it was sweet.
It's adorable.
Because it's like, oh, they're all still so connected, even though he hasn't been on there. And then our other major piece of news and gossip is Maggie.
Yes.
Is not going to be on the show for the rest of the season. And a lot of people knew that last week.
Yeah.
But it was overshadowed by Rick's last episode.
Yeah, right. But it was also like an Irish goodbye. Are you not going to like say goodbye or give us like anything?
Irish
goodbye, yeah, it was
like
literally
that.
Like an Irish goodbye.
Well, yeah. For her, it's not officially her last episode. So she,
yeah.
It is confirmed that she's not in the rest of the season unless they do last minute shoots. But she should be coming back for next. She's doing other shows in the meantime.
Right.
But she was taken out of the credits at the beginning of the show. I think that's why they didn't make it such a big thing, because it's not her last episode.
Right.
But we need to hear what happened.
We're six episodes into this. Well, other shows picked her up for the fall, I guess.
Yeah.
But she is out of it. I mean, we're only six episodes in. She's not in any of the rest. So right. I wonder how they're going to reference that or what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, we need to know why she leaves the Hilltop. Yeah.
It was a shock to me to read that, because I didn't know that was, like, confirmed.
Neither did I. And if she's leaving, we talk about flashbacks, she obviously can't be shown in any of the flashbacks because she's not uncredited in any of the next episodes. So obviously we're just going to hear from word of mouth or by ear on how she is not there anymore. Especially when Michonne gets this new group to the Hilltop. Which brings us into predictions.
Yes.
I want to know what you guys think. I want to hear what everybody else in the chat has to think about our predictions.
And now, TV.
Where do we go from here?
Seriously, I mean, it's a new
start. These whispers are going to be, I can't wait to see what I want to actually meet the group, like the people that make up the whispers. I'm really excited to meet those characters.
Well, like Danny said last episode, they've already cast Alpha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She looks
and
badass.
Didn't they cast, it's apparently a daughter too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The daughter that in the comic books, this isn't a spoiler because
it's in the
Carl
comics,
isn't there,
yeah.
But the daughter has a thing with Carl.
Yes.
And that's how they like get into some trouble. They've casted the Alpha. They've casted, I think I read that they casted the Beta. But they're going to be a very big problem for all of our people.
Of course.
Obviously.
All the communities.
And I hope our communities get back on track and, like, do their things together now.
Yeah.
This is, I don't like this.
I want to see, where they are with communicating with each other. Because in this episode, it seemed like they were all very separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I need them to be on the same page with things. Especially if
especially
this new group is a
threat.
Especially
since the whispers are coming.
Yes. Any other predictions?
I'm going to predict that Daryl's going to come back because he's going to want to protect little RJ.
Oh.
And that's what's going to get him back. Maybe he doesn't even know that Michonne had a baby. Who knows? We don't know what he's been doing for 6 years.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows? Chris,
Carol,
any predictions?
Maybe Carol gets him to come back.
Yeah. Reintroduces him to civilization, if you will.
Yeah.
I use that word very loosely. Chris, anything?
Yeah, no, that's it. Carol's going to be the one that brings him back.
Okay,
cool.
Those are our predictions, you guys. We want to hear what you guys have to say. Like I said, that is our recap of Season 9, Episode 6. Who Are You Now? Thank you so much for joining us. We love doing this show for you guys. I'm going to have you guys tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Hey, guys, you can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy.
And I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. If you guys love The Haunting of Hill House, Krista and I do the after show at 10 p.m. right here tonight at AfterBuzz TV as well. So if you love that, tune in because we've got some great groups.
She
just started, April just started watching it.
She's
we love
in
that
for
show.
A treat. Yes.
But that is our recap of The Walking Dead. We will see you guys same time next week, Monday. Have a good week.
Bye. Y'all, I'm gonna...
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.